Jayhawks resume their defensive home ice against California-based teams tonight as the LA Kings come to town for their only visit this season. The Kings are hanging on to a playoff spot, and they need to win every game. Meanwhile, the Hawks have other plans, as in three wins in a row. Hi again, everyone. John Weideman, along with Troy Murray and Joe Brand. We want to welcome you into our broadcast. We are here at the United Center tonight where the Blackhawks will face the Los Angeles Kings. Hawks going for three in a row, Troy. And if Connor Bedard can register a three-point game, he will become the only 18-year-old rookie in NHL history to do so. But in order to do it, he's got to register points against one of the stingiest defensive teams in the National Hockey League, third overall, LA Kings. Down to center ice we go. The drop of the puck, and this game's underway as the Hawks control. Carries through the high slot, behind the back pass to the left point to Pierre-Luc Dubois. Put it into the left wing corner. Alex Ferrière there. Shot the puck behind the Hawk net, right corner. Danault. Now Danault at the right point. Soft toss to the high slot. The Spence fires a shot. They score off the rebound. The Karen came out into the left wing circle, and there was Pierre-Luc Dubois to snap it past Arvid Soderblom. He didn't have very much room, but boy, he hit a bullseye. Power play goal, 1-0 LA. Behind the Hawk net, Dubois reaching for the puck. Tenorti stripped it away. Dubois took it back left circle, feeds it top of the right circle. Dubois shoots and scores! It's Matt Roy letting it rip from the top of the circle, and this beats Soderblom.
Yeah, this is deflects off, though. Alex Ferrière is going to get the goal. Shot came in, and just a slight little redirect that changes the angle of this shot. Soderblom square. He sees the shot coming in from the point, but can't make the adjustment quick enough. So just like that, on the eighth shot, the LA Kings now have two on the board. Not the way you wanted to start this game against a team that defends well, but things have come to play.
And Adrian Kempe at center ice to Kopitar with a hot line. Drop pass Kempe, leads into the left wing circle, Byfield over to Kopitar. In the right circle, he shoots and scores. What a pretty passing play by the Kings. A drop pass and a circle-to-circle pass to a wide-open Angie Kopitar. He knew what to do with it there. Soderblom way out of position. It's 3-0 Kings. Pass up the left wing to Byfield, then to Kopitar, hot blue line, left wing side. Shot the puck behind the net, around it goes to the right point, Byfield, put it out in front to Kopitar, and he shoots and scores. He was actually poaching on the doorstep to the right of the Hawk crease, and it was a perfect pass by Byfield. Hits Kopitar right on the stick blade, and he was wide open for an easy goal. 4-0 LA.
Not the kind of start that Soderblom wanted to have after two strong games. Peter Mrazek is going to come in here and try and settle things down.
Turcotte, bottom of the right circle. Put it out to the line to Spence, to Dubois, right point. Turns and guns it fly to the Hawk net. Hawk rides around to the left wing side. Andreas Englund there, the former Hawk. Fire down in behind the Hawk net to the far corner, and a tough angle shot, they score! Jordan Spence fires this one from maybe a couple inches above the goal line off of Mrazek's equipment, and it deflects back into the net. It's now 5-0 in favor of LA. Deflects away into the near corner. Lassick lost it up the boards. Here's Deneau, high slot, put it over, left wing circle, Roy. Sent it over, and a one-time shot from Fiala from the right circle, and a scrambling, sprawling save by Peter Mrazek. He really had to recover. Ferrière put the puck into the far corner. Philip Deneau shot it over the Hawk net. And now Turcotte from the slot will turn and fire. That's blocked in front. And there's the horn, mercifully ending the game. 5-0, the LA Kings win over the Hawks here tonight. Cam Talbot in goal for the LA Kings. Picks up his fourth career shutout against the Blackhawks. His 31st overall. His teammates are all off the LA bench to skate down and congratulate him. He stopped all 28 Blackhawks shots here tonight, and tonight only the Almighty has saved more than Cam Talbot. Final shots on goal, 37-28 in favor of the Kings. With the loss, the Hawks record now goes to 18-44-5, while with the win, an important one for the Kings. They're now 34-21-11, and these two teams will get back together out in L.A. next week.